Our scripture readings today, first one is from Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans.
So I give honor to all of you as I do each week, and thank God for each one of you. I'm going to sing. I had to think. I'm in my head going, okay, what am I going to do first? But I want to sing this song. This week we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. And so I want to welcome him. So if you would, as I'm singing, close your eyes and just welcome him into the room this morning. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent power of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent power of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Amen. Amen. I feel his presence here. I feel his presence here today. And that's why I wanted to kind of just usher him in as we talk about him today. I was talking to Daryl either last week or this week. I can't remember. But on Wednesdays, he comes in and we have a little chat in my office before Bible study. Generally, just uplifting the Lord and how good he is and how wonderful he is. Always a wonderful conversation. And so I was telling him, we were talking, I think, about my sermons. I can't remember exactly. But I said, you know, when I plan my sermons out, I feel like you guys already kind of know the word and what I'm going to be talking about. I feel like my sermons are just to kind of remind you, just to give you a refresher, to encourage you about how good God is and how wonderful he is. And that's kind of what this sermon is. It's Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost is the 50 days after Jesus ascended. And the Holy Spirit came. And so that's when he gave us that promise of the Holy Spirit on that Pentecost, that day of Pentecost. And so I just kind of want to remind you. So my sermon today is titled, and when I graduated from Oral Roberts and I received my doctoral degree, everyone would post, "Allow me to reintroduce myself. I am now no longer just Virgery. I am now Dr. Virgery Sample." And so as I was sitting at my desk this week and I was thinking about, well, what am I going to title this? What am I going to say? How can I try and freshen it up a little bit? We talk every year, you know, the same kind of thing. And that just came. Allow me to reintroduce you to the Holy Spirit. Not that you don't know him, not that you don't talk to him, but just allow me to show you a few things, remind you of who he is and why he's here and what he does for us. He's our friend. He's our keeper. He's our comforter. I mean, I can't make it without him. I truly can't. He's that voice you hear. When we were kids, the voice said, "Don't do that. It's gonna get you into trouble. Don't do it." As we're getting older, it says the same thing, but in a different way. Don't make that decision. That could, you know, it's that voice that kind of helps you. He guides us. He truly is our friend. Jesus said he's sending him. God's going to send him to be our comforter. He's going to be our comforter. He's going to be our advocate. And so it's so wonderful. You know, I'm like talking and I can feel his presence here. It's kind of charged. I don't know if you guys can feel it, but I can feel it. So I'm trying not to talk fast, because I'm getting excited about him, because he keeps me. I can't make it. I talk to him every day, all day. He's my keeper. When I feel like when I was writing that paper, I was like, Holy Spirit, please help me. Help me to make it through this. Help me to write this. Give me the words I need. Fill me up with you, with your presence. That's what he does. He gives us that spark of joy. He gives us that. That's what Jesus sent him for. Jesus had to leave. He had to ascend back to heaven. But he said, I won't leave you alone. I will send you a comforter. I will send you someone who will keep you, who will be that voice when you don't know which way to go, who will be that person that's for you in the midnight hour when things are awry and you're distressed. He's that comfort that allows you to just fall asleep. That's that Holy Spirit that he sent for us. So let's read. I think it's John 14 and 26. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. He will teach us. He helps us. He won't let us be ignorant. He won't let anyone pull a trick over on you. Have you ever been talking to someone and you know they're not really telling you the truth? Have you ever just kind of felt like, okay, but your everything in you is saying, that's not right. That's not the truth. That's not what's going on, or whatever. That's your Holy Spirit. He's giving you that warning that, nope, don't take that. Don't take this at face value. I don't know if you have, but I have. And my mom was really good at it. She could really sense it. She'd be like, they'll walk away and she'll go, nope, that's not anything what they said. We'd be like, okay. She said, my spirit is telling me that's not what it was. So that's what the Holy Spirit does. He protects us. He helps you. He's that warning, warning, warning. When you feel that, you know you're about to make the wrong decision. It's that feeling that you have that he's that one. He's your warning. He's your protector. He's your keeper. He's your comforter. He's the one who keeps you and helps you when you, some people call it intuition. I call it the Holy Spirit because I know it's him who's keeping me. I know it's him who's guiding me, who says, don't turn down that street. It may seem weird. Don't turn down that street. Turn down this street. And you're like, why am I driving this way? And you realize he's helped you avoid something that wasn't good for you, you know, or don't go today. It doesn't feel like you need to go. And but I know I need to, and I know, you know, and he's keeping you and sparing you. We have to be attuned to hear him, even just to make the right decisions. He's going to, if you're listening to him, he will guide you to make the best decisions for you. What is best for you when you put him first? There's this book I used to read. It's called Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And in it, this pastor just talked about how he really built a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So he would start every morning with Good Morning, Holy Spirit. He was so very real to him and guiding him. Guide me through this day, Holy Spirit. Show me what to do. Show me what to say. Who to talk to. I never leave the house without saying, if there's someone you want me to talk to today, let them come across my path and then word my mouth to say it. He says that the Spirit will bring things to your remembrance. So bring back what God has said, what Jesus said, to remind you. Have you ever just had the Spirit bring a scripture to your mind that really helps you? You weren't even thinking about it, but then all of a sudden you just feel like the Lord is my shepherd. You know, you're like, well, where'd that come from? I wasn't even thinking about it. He'll bring that. He brings the word back to you to feed you, to encourage you. So that's what the Holy Spirit does. That's who he is for us. He's our friend, our comforter. He's our helper. And he truly is our helper. I've seen him be such a helper to me. When I was in school, I would have to take tests, and gosh, it just seemed like I would have the hardest time remembering things sometimes. And so a friend of mine, she said, you know, we can call on the Holy Spirit. So I had it written, all that scripture was written on every book. And so right before I would sit, and it would say, he will bring all things to your remembrance was the scripture. I think it was John 14 and I think 28. I can't remember exactly, but it was written on all of my books. And I would read it before I'd sit down and I'd say, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know why? Because he's concerned with everything that concerns you. They're concerned. He is concerned with everything that concerns you. And so he would bring it back to me. He would remind me. It would come back to me what it was I needed. You know, and he just does the same thing for all of us. This makes me think of Miss Maxine Meathers. The last time I saw her, we went up to visit her in She said, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night, she said, I'll feel so lonely and I'll feel so out of sorts. She said, but then the Spirit will give me a scripture that calms me, that gives me peace. That's what he does. That's his job. All we have to do is lean on him. All we have to do is call on him. Holy Spirit, I need your help today. I can't make it today. I need you to give me strength. And you'll soon find yourself getting strength, feeling better, feeling like you can make it. He encourages our heart. He's our keeper. He's our comforter. So now back to Pentecost. I wanted to put these scriptures in here to just remind you and reintroduce you to why we have him and why he's so wonderful to us. Acts 1:8, and here's Jesus again. He's saying, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. He said, you're going to have power to speak up and tell people how good God is to you, power to encourage those who are lost, power to bring them in to the house. He's saying, you're going to do not only then, he was talking to the disciples, but we're throughout the ends of the earth. That's us. That we weren't there at that time, but his word has reached us all these many years later. And he's giving us that same power to go out and reach people for him. That power, that boldness, that, you know, when you may be afraid. I know for many years, I struggled with that, being just nervous. Nobody wants to hear me. My mom was so awesome that it was kind of hard to come up in her shadow. And I'd be like, they don't want to hear me. They want to hear you. I'll help you. I'll be back here. But he had to give me that boldness. And that boldness comes from the Holy Spirit. That boldness to get up here and tell you about God every week. Every week to get up and that's boldness. I would have never done this 10 years ago. Never. Never. Not in a million years. But that boldness of the Holy Spirit. I say, come with me, and I'm going to go do it. If you want me to do it, I'm going to do it, but you got to come with me. And I watch him do that because I still just don't really like to talk in front of people. But I've always got a speech somewhere. So I have to take him along with me to help me to do that, to make sure that I'm getting his word out, to make sure that I'm spreading how good God is. And you all have the same Holy Spirit. That's what he does for you. He gives you that strength. He gives you the power. And that's what's so important. It's that power that comes with the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he brings you that power to break down walls. You know, not natural walls. He may not give you, but the power to break down those spiritual walls, spiritual barriers that are stopping you from being all that he's called us to be. And our main calling is to reach others for him, to show his love. I love that song. When I picked it, I don't know why. I just felt like, there we go again. It was the Holy Spirit. I was looking through the book and I'm like, okay, I need to do patriotic songs. But that song came out to me. They'll know we're Christians by our love. He gives us that love that we show. He's the one that helps us to do that, to go out and show his love to our community. And as I was writing all of the things, Broadway Christian, you guys rock. All of the things that we do in our community to show God's love to others. I won't list them. I'll show you my paper later. But you all know all of the things that we do. It's not for us. It's to show God's love. And that's the Holy Spirit that allows us. He gives us that. He gives us that strength. He gives us that desire to bless others, to be a blessing to others. So now, Jesus is telling them one more time, the Holy Spirit is going to come. God's going to send him. And then in Acts 2:1-4, he does. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. He made a scene when he came. He sent the Holy Spirit, and it was like rushing wind, and it was like fire came and sat on it. Each person was filled with that Holy Spirit, and each of us are filled with his Holy Spirit. He came to empower them to go out into the world and win people for Jesus, win people for his sake, to let them know that Jesus loves you, that he died for you, and you can be saved. And that's our job. That's what we do. But that's what, it was just amazing when you read it, and I started to try and visualize what that was like. All of them together, they were all on one accord, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was so powerful. They all spoke in different tongues because it was so powerful. His spirit was so powerful, and he wanted to reach everyone. And so people would come and say, I know they're from Galilee, but I can hear them speaking in my language. It was the power of the Holy Spirit that allowed that. He's a powerful, powerful Holy Spirit. He's amazing. And then he's loving. And then he's gentle. He won't force you. He will not force you to walk in him. But he's gentle. When you hear him and you feel his presence, to just say, okay, have your way, Holy Spirit. Allow me to go and do what it is you're wanting me to do. He's a gentleman. That's how they always described it when I was coming up. He's a gentleman. So he's not going to force you to take him. But he's here for you. He's here for you. All you have to say is, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me to make it through this day. I'm feeling pretty low and I need you to help me. And you'll soon feel comfort because he's our comforter. You'll feel his comfort fill you up. You'll feel his presence fill you up with joy, with love. He's so amazing to me. He's so amazing to me. And he's very much real. And so that's what this day of Pentecost is all about and why we celebrate. Because Jesus, the Lord, sent the Holy Spirit for us to be here. Jesus could no longer be here, but he sent the Holy Spirit to be our keeper, to be our comforter, to be our advocate, the word said, to fight for us. And all we have to do is just say, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, have your way. There was an amen on that, wasn't it? I think I heard someone say amen. Yes, it was. It was an amen on that. I felt it, but I was trying to be trying to be cool and nice. But he's so amazing to me. He's so amazing and so very real. I had dinner with a friend of mine. We've been friends since high school, actually junior high. And she lives in Texas, but she came to town and we were talking, and I always find a way to put the Holy Spirit in. She's a Christian too, but I always find a way to bring God or the Holy Spirit or just how good God is. And she said, you know what? I remember you back in high school. You'd say, no, we need to leave here. I'm not feeling this. And I was like, you know, I don't even remember that, but I know the Holy Spirit has been real to me for all of my life because of that's just how my mom raised us. But he's so real. And when you feel that, like, nope, God has kept us out of a lot of trouble when we were young girls, messing around here in the city. I don't feel like this is where we need to be. So we were able to get up and get out. So that touched my heart to know she still remembered that. But and mainly just because he's so amazing to me, just his presence. Now, I have one last scripture that I want to leave with you today. And this is another part where my mom really pushed this to us to encourage us to truly trust in God and trust in his Holy Spirit. It's Romans 8:26, and it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Sometimes we are so devastated at what is going on in our life that we don't even know what to pray. We don't even know how to pray. But if you sit still, you'll feel that it's just a moan. It could be a groan. Could just be a hum. That's the Holy Spirit interceding for you. You don't know what to pray for. You're so devastated on whatever it is or just troubled. The Holy Spirit prays for you. He intercedes for you. And that I can just see in our old churches, the mothers is what we would call them, which would be the older ladies in the church. We called them our church mothers. They would pray up on the altar and they wouldn't necessarily say words. It would just be, and you know, we could feel the Holy Spirit was working on our behalf. We knew it. We knew it because those old ladies had power. Those seniors had power. I say that correctly. But they had power. They knew that Holy Spirit. They knew him. And they knew he could do the work for us and for them. And so they would be on that altar praying and hauling. And they put the, you know, sometimes they get so good at it. They would be, oh, Jesus, oh, have your way. And we would know that that was the Holy Spirit was making intercession for us. He was interceding for us. And so today, I hope I reintroduced you to him just to know when you feel that leading, when you feel that comfort, when you feel that what feels like maybe intuition saying, know that that's your Holy Spirit. He's a gift from God. He's your gift from God to help you and guide you through this life. So I hope that you will consider that, think about that. As you go home, think about him this week. Pay attention to when you hear that. You hear that guiding and you hear that. That's just God's love. He gave us that gift. Jesus had to go back, but he sent us that gift to be our comfort, to be our advocate, to be our keeper. Amen? Amen. I feel him very strongly, so I'm just like trying to calm myself down. I got to preach again. I got another sermon here and I got to do again at the next church, but I'm just trying to calm myself down because I can feel his presence because he's very real. He truly is. And he's love. He's love for us. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for him. We thank you, God, that he is our keeper and our the lover of our soul. We thank you and we give you praise that he guides us and directs us. And we pray today for each person here that they'll hear him. That they'll hear him and move as he guides them. And I thank you for it. And I give you praise. I give you honor and glory today for all that you are, God, all that you are to us, all that you do for us. I thank you today that this church does embody your love. I thank you for that, that we can show your love, God, in the church and in the community. I thank you for it, and I give you praise today. I pray today for all of those, God, who are here in the house, who may not be feeling well, who may be needing your hand of healing to touch them. I ask that you would touch them today, God, that you would make a way for them where there seems to be no way, that you would be God to them today. And we just thank you. We give you all of the praise that you would deliver, set free, meet the needs, God. You know each person, person by person, face by face. Meet them at their point of need today. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, the glory, the love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.